And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 31st of December, 2009. Today is New Year's Eve, a day to take stock of the old year and make changes for the new. 1665, Samuel Pepys wrote in his diary, at the end of a dreadful year in London, the plague had arrived in April, and by August, 31,000 people died in 1 month. About 15% of the population of London was killed. King Charles II and his court had left for Oxford in June. Many rich people did the same. Samuel Pepys had sent his mother and his wife away to Woolwich, but he stayed in London to work, and he wrote in his diary how empty the streets were, all the shops closed, and how sad it was to see corpses abandoned in the street or houses with red crosses on them and the words, "Lord, have mercy on us," scrawled on the outside. But on this day, New Year's Eve, 1665, he was optimistic about business. He wrote in his diary, "It is true we have gone through great melancholy because of the great plague, but now the plague is abated, and I intend to get to London as fast as I can. I have never lived so merrily. Shops begin to be open again. Pray God continue the plague's decrease." And he noted that he had raised his savings from £1,300 to £4,400. Of course, he had no way of knowing that 1666 would be even worse, the year of the Great Fire of London. On this day in 1845, Robert Browning wrote a love letter to Elizabeth Barrett, which began, "Dearest, whatever change the new year brings with it, we are together. I can give you no more of myself." And they were ready to elope 1 year later over the opposition of her father. 1937, Langston Hughes was in Paris. He was a foreign correspondent for the Baltimore newspaper Afro-American. And he wrote in his journal, "Slowly I walked through the lightly falling snow that had begun to sift down over the Paris rooftops. There was much talk of war in the air. The Parisian intellectuals predicted that the Spanish Civil War was only a training ground. The coming war, they predicted, would be everywhere." And in 1939, Tennessee Williams wrote a New Year's Eve letter to his mother about his new home in New Orleans. He had just sent off some plays to a contest in New York City, and for the first time in his life, he signed them not as Tom Williams, but Tennessee Williams. Here's a poem for today by John Barryman. This is from his 11 Addresses to the Lord. "Soul watchman of the flying stars, guard me against my flicker of impulse lust. Teach me to see them as sisters and daughters. Sustain my grand endeavors, husbandship and crafting. Forsake me not when my wild hours come. Grant me sleep nightly, grace, soften my dreams. Achieve in me patience till the thing be done. A careful view of my achievement come. Make me from time to time the gift of the shoulder. When all hurt nerves whine, shut away the whiskey. Empty my heart toward thee. Let me pace without fear the common path of death. Cross am I sometimes with my little daughter. Fill her eyes with tears. Forgive me, Lord, unite my various soul, soul watchman of the wide and single stars." An Address to the Lord from Love and Fame, poem by John Barryman. Published by Farrar, Straus and Giroux and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.